What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Juice Box. I'm your host, Coach John Willis. We just riding in the truck, so I figured I'd bless the people. I got Preston riding with me in the back, so if you start hearing baby talk or crying, that's what it is. So, as always, we want to thank our sponsors, the CJW brand, Leadership Surge, Dr. Bethany Nutrition, Convoy Basketball, and Max Hoops. Hopefully everybody doing good on this Friday. We're going to dive right into it today. Today's episode really is a more personal thing that I want to share and talk to you about. I look throughout the news and I see stuff with, you know, with Antonio Brown. Saw stuff with him, you know, getting in trouble for a while. Now we see Dwayne Wade and his child and the things that they have going on right now. And, you know, that's not really what I'm going to comment on at all. But what's really important is your productivity. So the topic of this podcast today is all about being productive and measuring the productivity that you have. You want to be the most possible productive for the longest period of time. And there are two things that contribute to this, or two things that we will talk about today. And the first is the mental capacity. In other words, if you're going to be productive at the highest level, you have to be prepared mentally. You have to mentally be focused. You got to be able to concentrate. You have to dedicate yourself mentally to the task that you're trying to perform, that you're trying to accomplish. In other words, mentally, you have to prepare for your opponents. You know, in the game of basketball, I make scouting reports, you know, and on those scouting reports, you look at details of maybe some of the things or some of the tendencies that a team may like to run offensively. You definitely look at the way that they guard what you do defensively. Then also you have to know personnel. So, for example, we have games tonight and tomorrow, and in my preparation for the two teams, just looking at, you know, the team that we play Saturday, you know, in our system at the Linfield College, soon to be university, the way that we cut, you know, we run some flare screens. And we run some flares and we run some double, you know, pin downs, some stagger screens there. And we have two guys that this team that we play Saturday, they chase those guys over the top. And we have two guys that they go underneath. So the read is different. And see, that's what I'm talking about being mentally prepared, being mentally focused and dialed in enough to know that your opposition or this competitor that you're facing, they don't guard everybody the same. So what may be true for you may not be true for somebody else who's on your team, you know, and that's the same thing in life. You know, what you may have to do Tuesday at noon, it may not be what you have to do Wednesday at noon. And when you're mentally prepared, you can stay engaged and ultimately perform at a high enough level so that your productivity is where it needs to be. How do we get this mental preparation done? Well, you got to study. You know, you got to study to show yourself approved. So that means you have to know, first off, you have to have some self-awareness and know what it is that I do, what it is that I do well, and then look at how do people try to stop what I do? What are the pitfalls? What are the weaknesses? How are they trying to contain it? How are they trying to guard it? You know, if you're in business, you know, like me, myself, I'm a motivational speaker. So, you know, part of my mental focus is, can I get in that zone? I call it the matrix, where things slow down for me and I hear, you know, I have a listening ear where I'm able to connect and reach the people. So that's the mental capacity. That's the mental side of it. You have to know yourself and know what your opposition is. And the second thing is the physical. You know, physically, we have to do a better job of taking care of our bodies. You know, that's eating right, that's exercising, that's getting rest. You know, we have to do a much better job, me included. I am guilty of this also, of taking care of our bodies. I went and spoke at Carson High School. Shout out to the Carson High School senators. And I had to speak all day long. You know, I spoke in the gym. I spoke to two classes in the library. I spoke to an FBLA class. And I ended up speaking at a football banquet, a football dinner, you know, the night before a game. And I was so worn out. Now, that is a lot of speaking. And part of what makes me, I think, good as a motivational speaker is the energy and the passion that I bring. So when I'm talking to you and I'm giving a motivational speech, it's not going to be like watching paint dry. That's not how I roll at all. In fact, I'm the direct opposite of that. So I'm intense, I'm passionate, I'm engaging. So that taught me that I needed to be in better physical shape and better physical condition, because I was absolutely drained and absolutely worn out. And the last thing I want to do is be up there speaking and not inspiring. So that's part two. You know, we have to get better about taking care of our bodies. Now, this is something else that helps you, I think, on both fronts. You know, in the Push book, there's a segment in the Push book where I talk about the company that you keep. Okay, the company that you keep. Remember, success is intentional, you know, and people that are successful choose their friends on purpose. I strongly believe that. Now, here's something for you to think about. Okay, how much time are you spending with those people who influence you in a positive light? Because for me, for example, I love the game of basketball, and I am a coach. This is my 13th year coaching basketball, and I love going to the Final Four because of the camaraderie. That's my chance to get around some other coaches who are strong in some areas where I am weak and need to improve. You know, for example, I have several friends, David Graham, Kevin Waters, James Easton, Sean Taylor, you know, Murray Garvin. These guys are coaches, you know, Kareem Shepherd. These guys are coaches, Matt Breeman, Mike DeBoe. You know, these guys are the guys, they're the reason I go to the Final Four. You know, I don't even necessarily have to go to the games. You know, they're fun. I mean, I like the atmosphere, but at the same time, I'm really going for the camaraderie with the guys. And because I know I'm going to be challenged mentally. I know that they're going to say, because a lot of them are defensive minds, and I'm an offensive mind. Historically, I've been an offensive mind. However, you know, they're going to say to me, hey, what do you run against this? You know, we're going to talk about different defenses and different offenses and different coverages. And that's something that kind of recharges the battery, essentially. You know, I don't know a single battery that does not need to be recharged. And the irony in the recharging of the battery is this. You know, we have cell phones. Everybody has, a lot of people have a cell phone. Some people even have battery operated cars, which is fine, you know. And here's my thing though. We have cell phones. We have a charger that we plug into the wall in our homes. We have a portable charger that we plug in our cars, and then we have a that we plug into the cigarette lighter or into the USB in our cars. Then we have a portable charger that you can even carry with you on the go. So if you're out of your car, if you're like sitting at an airport, if you're sitting at a show, or you may be out, you know, hanging out at dinner with some of your friends, and you could have a charger. So what I'm saying is we have evolved as a society to have a charger for any particular aspect of life, whether you're at home or in a building, whether you're in an automobile, in a car, or if you're on the go, or you know, out somewhere, you can charge your phone. So I'm saying, are we putting the same level of I need to have a charger on our lives as we are our cell phones? And that is tough, because especially if you're a giver and you live and you operate, you know, in an environment where you're having to pour out and you're having to create ideas, you're having to create stuff, you're having to pour out. So that means you're generating and you're pouring out. I believe in decision fatigue. Decision fatigue is that it's quite simple that, you know, as the day goes on, your ability to make sound decisions will slip away, just like the power meter on a video game. Like if you're on a fighting video game, you know, as you start to take hits, your energy level drops, you know. So I think we need to make sure that we're making time to recharge our bodies and our minds by getting focused mentally, taking care of our bodies physically, and spending that time in camaraderie with those that help us grow, those people that inspire you, those people you can learn from, those people you can ask questions of. Okay, those are the people that I am referring to. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Please feel free to visit the website www.coachjohnwillis.com, or you can go to the juiceuniversity.com. You can order your copy of the Push Book. Thank you for listening to the Juice Box podcast. And if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up. You can email me at coachjohnwillis@gmail.com, or you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at coach_John_Willis, or at mo_minutes. On Instagram. So all that is there. So thank you. Grace and peace. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day. And until we meet again, until the next episode, thank you for your time. Love you. Right.